Jared Smith drives toward the far west end of the Port of Vancouver. It's a big, empty space filled in with gravel.
We actually still do some work out here.
Smith is the former president of the local Longshore Workers Union, a line of rail cars loop around the area called Terminal 5.
So this back 50 acres where these rail cars are right now is where the oil terminal was gonna go.
Smith parks and looks out toward Portland, across the Columbia River. He works as a crane operator at the water's edge, loading and unloading ships as they head down the west coast. When he first heard about the proposal to build the nation's largest oil terminal here, he immediately worried about his colleagues at the port. If there was a derailment or an accident at the terminal, they would be the ones closest to harm.
We're always in favor of good-paying jobs that are benefiting the community, but the risk was so high, it took on a whole new level of meaning for us.
The union has spoken out against the project, even if that meant turning down jobs and revenue for the port. Less than half a mile from where Smith stands is Fruit Valley, the working-class neighborhood Linda Garcia has called home for 20 years.
It hits that close to home and you have that visual every day. The fight takes on an entirely different meaning.
Garcia has been an active voice in opposition to the project. She's part of the Fruit Valley Neighborhood Association, the first of 12 to pass a resolution against the terminal.
When this whole thing first started, I think we were a little bit worried that nobody would have our back, that we would be poor little Fruit Valley struggling to fight the big bad oil company on their own. To see this many people step up and come forward and help us slay Goliath, you know, it was tremendous.
Governor Inslee's recent decision to quash the terminal was welcome news to Garcia, who has spent the last 4 years showing up at rallies and testifying at meetings, some that went on until 1 a.m.
It was ongoing. It seemed like this never-ending battle.
On the day the news broke that the governor had rejected the terminal, Garcia celebrated outside City Hall with the people she fondly calls her oil family.
Linda Garcia, Fruit Valley neighborhood leader. You guys have been amazing.
The last 5 years have been...
Garcia's family are a mix of Sierra Club members, retirees, and business owners who are wary of Vancouver becoming an oil town. They've consistently come out in strong numbers to fight big energy projects that have tried to locate along the Columbia River.
This quickly became one of the largest and one of the biggest campaigns we've ever been involved in.
That's Dan Sears, the conservation director of the environmental group Columbia Riverkeeper. He says Vancouver is part of a wider movement. He's seen growing resistance in the area challenge the fossil fuel industry. 2 years ago, 3 oil-by-rail terminals were planned on the coast in Grays Harbor. Plans for all 3 were eventually canceled because of fierce local opposition.
The Northwest is stopping those proposals. We've called ourselves the Thin Green Line, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it's community by community really envisioning a cleaner future. And I think give people hope that we don't have to keep building this infrastructure. We can do better than this, and we are.
And after 4 years of going up against the companies behind the Vancouver project to Soro Savage, people like Linda Garcia are not ready to hang up their picket signs just yet.
It's still sinking in. There's kind of a sense of disbelief. And so I'm really hesitant to celebrate because it's gone on for so long.
And the fight isn't necessarily over. Tesoro Savage has until the end of the month to appeal the governor's decision. That would take the fight out of Fruit Valley and into a new battleground, the courtroom. Molly Solomon, OPB, Vancouver.